כאני לא פרימה דנה, קרונה פרטור. כאני לא פרימה דנה, karuna prachu heno prabhu kota gelo acharya taku Heno Prabhu Kautagila Acharya Thaku Kamara Swarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan Kaha Dasa Ragunata Patita Pavan Kaha mora bhatta juga, kaha kaviraj. Eka kale korta gela gora natara Pashane kutibo mata Anale Pashibo Pashane Kutibo Mata Anale Pashibo Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pabo Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pabo Se sabha sangira sange Jai Kaila Vilas Se Se Saba Sangira Sange Jai Kailabilas. Se Sangana Paya Kande Narottama Das. Se Sangana Paya Kande Narottama Das. Jayanilo Prima Dana Karuna Prachu. Hena Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur.
Should we read the translation? We don't have the translation. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parirajakacharya Astatarasata Shishimad Asdvangiri Saisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Sri Nartam Das Thakur Tirabhavati Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Okay, somebody want to read? Oh, okay. All right. He who brought, we can read together, I guess. He who brought the treasure of, filled with cash. Maybe I can get the right volume here. I don't have the right book. It's chapter 23, no?
Chapter 23, text 3.
Yeah, it's 22. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tesmek Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarni Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not there. Can't find it. That's interesting. Should, I'll read from the board, but is that going to continue for the, through the next volume? All right. All right, so we're reading chapter 23, Madhyalila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Title of the chapter, we don't know. Life's ultimate goal, maybe. Something like that.
Goal of life, frame.
Huh?
It's like the goal of life.
The goal of life, okay. Something like that, yeah. Okay. Please repeat. Ebe shuna bhakti phala prema prayojana. Janahara Shravane Hoya Bhakti Rasa Pukyan. Translation is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Now hear, O Sanatan, about the result of devotional service, which is love of Godhead, life's ultimate goal. One who hears the description, one who hears this description will be enlightened in the transcendental mellows of devotional service. Krishna Rati Gada Hoyla Prema Bidan. Krishna Bhakti Rasara Estai Bhavana. When affection for Krishna becomes deeper, one attains love of Godhead in devotional service. Such a position is called sthayi bhava, permanent enjoyment of the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. Okay. Shuddha sattva visheshatma. Prema suryamsa shunyabhak. Samyabhak. Samyabhak. Prema suryamsa samyabhak. Ruchibhis chitta masunya. Ruchibhis chitta masunya. Kridaso bhava uchyate. Kridaso bhava uchyate. Shudasatta visheshatma. Prema suryamsa sunyabhak. Samyabhak. Sorry. Prema suryamsa samyabhak. Ruchibhis chitta masunya. Kridaso bhava uchyate. Can you chant? Shudasattva visheshatma. Prema suryamsa samyabhak. Ruchibhis chitta samasrinya. Kridaso bhava uchyate. Shuddha sattva visheshatma.
Prema suryamsa samyabhak.
Shurasatva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Sasamirabhad Ruchibis Chittanasana Okay, word for word, Sudasatta, by unadulterated goodness. Vishesha, distinguished. Atma, whose nature? Prema, of love of God. Surya, like the sun. Amsu, a ray. Samyabhak, which is similar to. Ruchibi, by different tastes. Chitta, of the heart. Masrinya, softness. Krit, which causes. Asau, that softness. Bhava, emotion. Uchite is called. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. When devotional service is executed on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a sun ray of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart of to be softened by various tastes, and one is then situated in bhava, emotion. Purport, this verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 131. Next verse, we have one more verse. E dui bhavera surupatatasta lakshan. Premera lakshana ebe shunya sanatan. Translation, yes, is that bhava. Emotion has two different symptoms, constitutional and marginal. Now, my dear Sanatan, listen to the symptoms of love. And purport. Somebody else can read, I can't.
The word Sudasattva Visheshatma means situated.
You have a mic?
The word Sudasattva Visheshatma means situated on the platform of pure goodness. In this way, the soul is purified of all material contamination, and this position is called Svarupa Laksha. The constitutional symptom of bhav, emotion, by various states, one's heart is softened, and there is an awakening of one's loving propensity to render spontaneous service to the Lord. This is called Tatastha Lakshana, the marginal symptom of bhava.
Hare Krishna. So we chant every day in the before Bhagavatam class, we chant this Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. These are Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, all these dirty things become cleansed from the heart by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, almost, said Prayeshu, almost all of them. And the next verse, it goes on, Tadarajas Tamo Bhava Kama Lobhadayaschaye Cheta Eteranavidam Stitam Sattve Prasidati, that all the Because in the material world, this is the Trigunamayi. The three modes of material nature are always affecting our, in so many different ways, we are engaged in so many different, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita all these, how even our activities, our thoughts, our words, everything is affected by these three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Sometimes one is prominent, sometimes the other is prominent. But here it says, stitam sattve, stita becomes fixed, stitam sattve prasidati, sattve, we become fixed in goodness, because without goodness we can't make any real advancement in Krishna consciousness. One has to be fixed above the modes of, at least the, above the modes of passion and ignorance. So stitam sattve, and then the next one, evam prasanna manaso. And then they become a little happy. If you want the happiness, you have to at least come to this mode of goodness. This is one of the products of goodness, that one becomes a little bit happy. He can't be happy. Passion, you're struggling hard, working very hard. How you can be people working very hard, they're called karmis, they're working very hard to become happy. How you're working hard, you forget the first part of the sentence, you're working hard and you're going to become happy in the future. Srila Prabhupada used to talk many times about how the scientists promise, oh, in the future we'll make you very nice and comfortable. In the future the politicians will say everything will be nice and it will make Ram Raja without Ram. They want to do. So, anyway, this is material modes. Then, of course, one wants to come to the transcendental platform. We're talking very high topics now, this chapter particularly, love of God, this prayojana. We've gone through sambandha, abhideya, and now we're going into prayojana, the relationship. What is our relationship with Krishna in this world, in this, and all these things, sambandha, abhideya, what is the process of coming to devotional service, of getting the goal, prayojana is the goal. So we're having a little bit of introduction here to this sthayi bhava and bhava grahi janardana. Krishna is very kind, he's bhava grahi. He's takes the mood of the devotees. Sometimes we're, because of our conditioning, we're born in the Western world, most of us, whatever. And we have different disqualifications for this culture of Krishna consciousness. Language being maybe one of the most prominent. So anyway, these things are all insignificant into the face of actual devotional service. Devotional service, Krishna is very kind. Actually, the verse goes like that, Murko Vadati Vishnaya, Diras Vadati Vishnave, that the uncultured person, he will say, Vishnaya, we're offering prayers to Vishnaya, but that's not the proper, proper word form, Vishnave. Dearest Vadati Vishnave, that you offer to Krishna, to Vishnu, Vishnave. So, Ubayastu Saman Punyam. It says that they both are equally pious, because Bhava Grahi Janardana, that Krishna takes the mood of the devotees. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to, because actually, I was meditating, this is the very simple form of love. That Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bali Na Kam. That in the material world, everyone is engaged in, what is that? Sense gratification, Atmendriya Priti. That's called Atma, the Indriyas, working very hard to satisfy the senses. Atmendriya Priti. We have some affection for that. Vancha, Priti Vancha, I don't know. Tare Bali Kam. This is the described as lust. And Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dare Prema Nam. That when we utilize that propensity for serving, because we're servants by nature, we're serving the senses. So when we utilize that for Krishna, Krishnendriya Priti, when we utilize our endeavors, our words, mind, and body in the service of Krishna to give him pleasure, Dare Premanam, this is called love. So this is the prayojan that we'll be discussing in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The prayojan is to come to that platform of love. And this is the process to engage our activities and to understand what is the desire of, see, when you want to make some love, then you have to, Rupa Goswami gives that formula, dadati prati grinati, you give him something, you accept something, you confidential words and foodstuffs exchange. So Krishna, he gave some instruction, Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajam, amekam sharana, surrender unto me. Give up all these different activities you're engaged in, this atmendriya priti, the sense gratification, and surrender to me. And Srila Prabhupada said that the same instruction that Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita, that sarva dharman parityajam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came, he's also Krishna, and he gave same instruction in a different form. He came in a different form, so he gave same instruction in a different form. He says, Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. That whoever wherever you go and whoever you meet, you tell them some Krishna upadesh. And so, then he goes on further. He says, Amar gaya guru hai tare desh. He says, become a guru and deliver this world. So this is the instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even when he was present in this world, he told that Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, he brought them aside one day when they were in Navadvip. He told them, he said, Suno, suno, Nityananda, suno, Haridas. Amara gaya guru karaha prakash. Amara gaya. He says, what is that? Prati gare gare gya kare e bhiksha. You go every house, prati gare gare gya e bhiksha, and ask for this one thing. What is that? He says, bolo Krishna bhaja Krishna kara Krishna siksha. That you tell them, just chant bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's names, bolo Krishna bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, and Kara Krishna Shiksha, that you chant, follow the instructions of Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Shiksha. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this desire. He actually gave this prediction that we have, Priti Viti Ache Chatanaraga Radigram, that everywhere this Krishna consciousness movement, this chanting of the holy names will go on. Every Prithiviti, the entire world, Acha Jata Nagaradi Gram, all the different towns and villages. And so that is the desire. So one wants to develop that love. This is the system that one should try to satisfy. And furthermore, it's in the Chaitanya, in the Charmad Bhagavatam, when he's describing the different incarnations for the different yugas, this one of the Nava Yugendras, who is it, Karabhajana, what is that? Yajanti hi Sumedasa, Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishnam, this is Karabhajana. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parshadam Jagyai San, he says Jagyai Sankirtana prayer, Yajantihi Sumedasa. That one who is intelligent in this age of Kali, he should engage in Sankirtan, basically. Sankirtan was we have a nice, Srila Prabhupada gave nice Sanskrit definition. Bahubir Milita Kirtayati Iti Sankirtan. Sankirtan means not by, he says that kirtan you can do by yourself, you can do kirtan, but sankirtan means bahu milita, bahu bir milita. That means many people, as many as possible. That means everyone should gather together and chant the glories of the Lord. This is the process for worshiping the Lord in Kali Yuga. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar, Yajantihi Sumedasa. So someone who has intelligence, we are, intelligence that means that, Krishna, Jay Jana Bhajay Krishna Sebara Chortur, everyone who is engaged in devotional service, they have very good intelligence. So that is the process. And as far as these other things, these mentioned is there. What we got, it's described a little bit about Stayi Bhava. Stayi Bhava is the stage, with different stages. Rupa Goswami gives some different stages that Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. That first knowing thing, we have to have faith. And faith also is a very important thing that is developed by only by the association of devotees. And that faith, what should that faith be? That we want to come, actually the whole process of devotional service is the development of that faith. That Kanishta Madhyam Uttama Shraddhanusari, it's described that only by the development of faith is that understanding of one's level of advancement understood. So Krishnadas Kaviraj gives nice definition of what that faith should be, that one should come to that faith, that Shraddha Shabde Vishras Kahe Sudrida Nishchaya, that one should become very firmly convinced that Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahai. That simply by engaging in devotional service, the activities of devotional service, everything else is fulfilled. Everything else has become successful simply by engagement in devotional service. So this is the actual standard of faith that one should become to that point. So anyway, bhava, this is stayi bhava. This is one of the platforms. Actually, it's not mentioned in that verse, no. It's but actually, Ado Shraddhas Tata Sadhusa. I think that's coming up in the same chapter, a couple verses later. The different, Srila Prabhupada compares it like rungs on a ladder. You gradually advance. Of course, that's different ways. That Stayi Bhava, I wanted to just mention something about Stayi Bhava because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some sort of, he points out that the characteristics of Stayi Bhava, permanent ecstasy, are described in the Srimad and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That's another nice verse, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Shantir Advyarta Kalatvam. Viraktir manasunyata ashabanda samutkanta namagani sadaruchi asaktis tad gunakyane pritis tad vasitis tale. So these are qualities that we can try to pick up in our process of devotional service. That's Kshantir is the Kshantir avyarta kalatvam. Kshanti means tolerance or cessation, giving up all this sense gratification. Avyarta kalatvam. Actually, these things are described in the Nectar Devotion. Srila Prabhupada gives a nice summary. Rupa Goswami, some things were perhaps given by Rupa Goswami. Some things, I noticed one thing at least was Srila Prabhupada's realization on these points. Kshantir is the... one should become tolerant. There's a very nice description is there that given in the Nectar Devotion that he gives the talk of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when he goes to the bank of the Ganges he's been cursed to die within 7 days, and all the Brahmins come there. He gives them a nice prayer. He says that, "Oh Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahman created, bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu." So this is the tolerance. One should have such tolerance that whatever condition of life, marobi, rakobi, joicha, tohara, whatever Krishna, whatever position we get in, we can continue with our devotional service. Avyartha kalatva means no wasting time. Such an important resource. It's the most important resource that you have. That what is the Chanakya Pandit says? Naswarna Kotibi? You know that? No. He says 1 moment of time can't be exchanged for millions of dollars or swarna, the gold coins. You can't buy back. You can't get yesterday's 12 o'clock noon or 1:30 or whatever. You can't buy it back. It's all gone. So this is most important, and this is the, Srila Prabhupada said this is a qualification of a Brahmin, that he doesn't waste any time. So you can, and what of course, what is the best way of utilization of time? I think in second canto says that one misses remembrance of Krishna, this is the greatest loss of all. So Viraktir, the detachment, I think Bharat Maharaj is given as an example in Nectar Devotion. Bharat Maharaj is given as an example of Virakti, the detachment. He had all opulences and wonderful family. He gave up everything to go to the forest. And Samutkanta is Samutkanta means, it's not in order, I think. Eagerness. Samutkanta. Very utkanta. The kanta is actually stretching out. One should be very enthusiastic. That's a first thing that Rupa Goswami says. Utsahan. Utsaha nischaya darjat. I missed the other ones. Okay. Viraktir manasunyata. I skipped. I went out of order. Manasunyata. We amanina manadina. Mana means respect. Sunyata. Necessary for any respect for one myself. There in this one case that in Nectar Devotion, I just realized this morning that this is Srila Prabhupada's example. He gives the example of Lala Babu in Vrindavan, because this happened 200 years ago and Rupa Goswami was a little bit more than that. He said that Lala Babu was a great landholder in Calcutta, and he gave up everything and went to Vrindavan. And he was going around here and there collecting money for building a nice temple. He mentioned that he even went to his political rivals. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, when he discovered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, he went out and door to door begging alms. So this is manasunyata. He's not, because a beggar, when we go door to door begging funds, this Lala Babu, he was a big landlord, but he went door to door, please give a donation to build the temple. And he went to some of his political enemies. They maybe, what do you say, insulted him, or because that happens when you go out begging or preaching, book distribution or anything. Manasunyata, asha banda, asha, arna kariha mani asha. That we sing, that asha means desire or longing, very ardent desire. Asha banda, that we have some. We have some hope. That's hope, I think, is given there. We have some hope. I think in the Nectar Devotion, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Rupa Goswami's prayer, that na prema gandana. You know that one? That one. He says, I have no, huh? Yeah. I have no love for you. I have no attachment for chanting the holy name, but still somehow or other, I want to achieve your devotional service. Something like that. Samudkanta, eagerness, and namagani sadaruchi, that one should become namagani, the chanting the holy name sadaruchi. One should have that very always a taste for chanting the holy names. But still, I mean, I don't know what because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a different. Says, I have no taste for chanting your holy names. Asakti stad gunakyani priti stad vasati stale. And one should attachment for glorifying the qualities of the Lord and affection for places where the Lord resides, like the temple or the holy places like Vrindavan. So these are, these are all called anubhava, subordinate science of ecstatic. This sthayibhava, anubhava, was it vibhava? And one other was there, they all combined together to help one to come, to get to this point of rasa. Huh? What? Vyabhichari? Okay. Okay. So all four are there. So these are things are, of course, we can only do this chadiya vaishnava seva nishtara payachikepa. We can't without the mercy of the Vaishnava, that these, and this is a verse, this is part of a verse that Srila Prabhupada many times quoted. This is by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payachakeba. So, I should speak something about Srila Narottam Das Thakur today. What is that? So Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he was gave some examples in his life. He was all these qualities that we've been discussing about how he's always manasunyata. He was actually born in as the son of a king, Raja Krishnananda, and his mother's name was Narayani. He was from a very good family. That means he was a prominent member in society. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some plans for him. One time when Lord Chaitanya was dancing, there was in Kanai Natashala, it was there north, a little bit north Bengal, that he was calling out the name of Narottam. Narottam, Narottam, and no, none of his associates understood who he was talking about because there was no Narottam amongst his associates. Narottam, so they asked, Nityananda Prabhu told, asked him, said, this is, he's coming soon. I think he was born 1531 or something. That was, must have been 48 after Lord Chaitanya's time, or maybe just 1486. Lord Chaitanya was 48 years. So 31, just maybe a couple years. A couple years he was alive when Lord Chaitanya was there, no? And so anyway, Lord Chaitanya, he deposited his prema, his love, in the river Padmavati, where Narottam Das Thakur was going to be born shortly afterwards, in the village of Keturi Gram, as I said, the son of Krishnananda Narayani. And of course, he was from his childhood very saintly. And I think it was on the 12th year, he picked up that prema from the Padmavati. The Padma River, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was depositing his prema, he said, how will I recognize who I'm supposed to deliver this to? And he said, you'll know that this saintly person will come. So Narottam Das Thakur, he picked up that prema and he became like a madman. Mahavivalo is described about the six Goswamis. They became just like madmen in love of God. And especially after Lord Narottam received that, the Lord Chaitanya's prema from the river Padmavati. So anyway, he somehow left home, Keturi Gram, and went to Vrindavan, where he studied under Jiva Goswami, along with Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas and Shamananda Prabhu. And there was, that time there was a great Vaishnav there, Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami, he's not mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita because he was what he called the epitome of Manasunyata. He had no interest in getting any name or fame. Lokanath Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they both gave their blessings to Krishnadas Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj, for writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, we give you our blessings, but don't mention my name. We don't want our name. They both requested him not to mention their name. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, they say like that. So Lokanath Goswami, he took a vow not to take any disciples. And Narottam, he had already accepted Lokanath. There's also descriptions how I think both of them had dreams like that, that Narottam was going to take Lokanath Goswami as his spiritual master. Narottam and Lokanath both had dreams like that they would meet. But Lokanath Goswami, he did not easily relent. He did not accept. He said, I'm not taking any disciples in this way and that. And so for perhaps 1 year, this description is there that Narottam Das, he started doing some service to Lokanath by cleaning up the place where he would go out to evacuate. He would, in the morning, he would sweep it and put some nice mud for washing hands afterwards and like this. So Lokanath, he could understand something was going on every day. Every morning when he's going out, he saw this place was cleaned up. So one day he caught Narottam. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing my guru seva. He says, I'm not your guru. And so this way, Narottam, his sometimes the devotee conquers his master by his devotion. So Lokanath Goswami relented and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his disciple. So anyway, this, as I mentioned, that Srinivas was the senior, Srinivas Narottam Shamananta, that the order they say like that. They studied under Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was the greatest scholar. We spoke something about Jiva Goswami, I think, the other day. Just in the same mood that Lord Chaitanya didn't want those six Goswamis. They were writing so many books in Vrindavan, and that time there was no printing presses, they didn't have also these vans or things like that for carrying any big books. So Jiva Goswami, he wanted that the devotees in Bengal and Orissa should get these benefit from these all these writings, this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and all these wonderful books that were being written by the Goswamis. They wanted to distribute them, to take them to the devotees in Bengal and Orissa. So Jiva Goswami requested these three, Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda. This was the first TSKP party, traveling book distribution. They took these books. On the way, there was one rogue king, Birhambir, who was a big rogue. He used to he had an astrologer who told him where he could get some great treasures. He said that this astrologer, he said, this party here, they have a great treasure they're carrying. So they stole away all this treasure of books. He didn't understand what kind of treasure it was until they took it back to their palace and looked inside. All these books were there. So Narottam went on to Bengal, and Srinivas was in charge. He sent Narottam to Bengal and Shamananda to Orissa because that's where they were from. He sent them out to preach, start their preaching, and he converted this Birhambir. His samadhi, the Pushma Samadhi or whatever, is there at the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. And Srinivas got the books back and they started propagating them amongst the devotees. The Narottam Das Thakur is also very famous for this Keturi Mahotsava. Narottam Das Thakur had introduced one very charming form of kirtan. I don't have any details about that myself, but they had a big festival. He had a brother, cousin. He had a cousin brother, they say sometimes, Santosh. He wanted to build a wonderful temple at Keturigram, so he built this wonderful temple, and on the opening, they were installing six deities, and because Santosh was very affectionate to Narottam, he was a big family that they had plenty of facilities. They invited so many devotees, even Janavamata was there, Achyutananda, the son of Advaitacharya. Janavamata was the consort of Nityananda Prabhu. Some of the prominent personalities that came. And in the kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his departed associates, also appeared there in the kirtan, as described. So Narottam, another important point to be noted is that Narottam was from a family, I think it was Kayasta, not Brahmin. Srinivasacharya, he was born, I think, in a Brahmin family. Shamananda was not born in a Brahmin family. So that way, Srinivas was senior in, of course, in social etiquette. But that social etiquette was torn apart by the preaching of Narottam Das Thakur. He made prominent devotees amongst the Brahmin community, And there was big, outcry amongst the caste, the Smarta Goswami, Smarta Brahmins. And they went to, at one point, they went to one king, Raja Narsingha, and he took one Rup Narayan. It says Rup Narayan, he was a big Digvijay. He had gone to Vrindavan and debated some of the Goswamis. So he was actually a little bit enlightened, but he played along. He went to these smarter Brahmins, they came to this the king, Raja Narsingha, and they took Rup Narayan, who was a very, very prestigious scholar, and they went to debate with this Narottam, he's not even a Brahmin, and he's giving initiation to these Brahmin people from the Brahmin family. So a couple of the personalities that following Narottam, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, and I think Ramchandra Kaviraj, was actually a disciple of Srinivasacharya. What is that? Ramachandra Sangamagi, Narottam Das, that we sing. Usually on Saturday we sing this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koramari. Ramachandra Sangamagi, Narottam Das, that they were very close associates, this Ramchandra Kaviraj, who was the disciple of Srinivasacharya, and Narottam Das Thakur. So these devotees, they found out that there were this big group of smarta Brahmins were coming with the king and this Rup Narayan. And they made some preparation that they would disguise themselves as one came as a potter and one was a betel nut seller. And they went to the marketplace where they were coming through the town before they came. And they started selling, because Brahmins, they have to have their fresh pot. They have to cook in they cook in clay pot and throw it away, break it after they're done. And after meal, of course, you have to have some betel nut like that. So they understood that these Brahmins would be coming there through this one particular town. And so they disguised themselves. And then when the Brahmins came, they started speaking to them in very chaste Sanskrit. And they these Brahmins thinking, what, how do you know Sanskrit? He says, well, we're disciples of this Narottam Das Thakur. And they started this debate. And this Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they were great scholars. They defeated these ordinary Brahmins that came, and so they kept getting their bigger scholars amongst themselves. They came forward, and each one became defeated until they went to the smartas went back to Rup Narayan. Please help us. These potter and the betel nut seller are defeating our scholars. So what we'll do? They're simply servants of Narottam. So what to speak of if these servants are defeating our best scholars? What we'll do? So they understood that Raja Narsingha and Rup Narayan, they understood that this Narottam is not an ordinary personality, and they established actually this Ganga Narayan and Ramchandra, that Vaishnava is on a higher platform. How is that? Satkarma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada. A Vaishnava guru nasat. Anyway, there's so many verses are there that they went and most of them went to surrender to Narottam. Even though he was not from a Brahmin family. So, what else? The disappearance pastime of Narottama is also very unusual, that he found out that Srinivasacharya, he had departed. Just so what we were saying, you know, Jayani lo premadana karuna prachur. Heno prabhu kota gelo acharya takur. Acharya takur means the Srinivasacharya, that he was departed. And then this Ramchandra Kaviraj, he also went into Vrindavan, and Narottam found out that Ramchandra also departed. His samadhi is there. We went there, I think. Ramchandra Kaviraj, Srinivasacharya, and Hemalata Thakurani. She's the daughter of Srinivas. So anyway, when Narottam found out that this Ramchandra Kaviraj had departed and Srinivasacharya had already departed, he was feeling very great pangs of separation. They went to the Ganga to take bath with a big kirtan, and this couple of his disciples, Ramakrishna Acharya and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, they were bathing him with, so they did that with Srila Prabhupada in the ocean in Jagannath Puri. I was stuck in Bhubaneswar. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada went to Jagannath Puri and with Namhatta devotees, and they were taking baths in the ocean, and their Guru Kripa was taking palmfuls of water and pouring it over Srila Prabhupada, chanting Brahma Samhita, and all the other devotees, they joined in. So they were doing that with Narottam Das Thakur, this Ramakrishna and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, and Narottam, they emerged into the Ganga. They dissolved, I don't know what you say. It's actually, they say it was like milk. His body became like milk and just merged into the Ganga. They took some of that and put it in samadhi. There's some Pushpa samadhi there in Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada quoted many times he used to sing, of course, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. We sing the Sri Guru Charana Padma song every day. So the Vishwanath Chakravarti, he pointed out that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur declared that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, which are in very simple Bengali, but they were as good as Vedic mantras. These two song books were there, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, and so many songs just like that. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Parichakeva, Sadhu Sangha Guru Vakya Chitte Kare Te Te Kariya Aikya, that he established that these Sadhu Shastra, the scriptures, the saintly persons, and the Guru, these three checks we have in devotional life, we can check up with everything, that these things are all, because otherwise, what is that, Tarko Pratishtha and Shutaya Vibhina, that the otherwise, there's so many different opinions. So we have these three checks and balances to see. All right. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, questions, or anything added?
Krishna Prabhu, thank you. I have a question about Sadhu Sangha.
Yes.
What exactly is meant by Sadhu Sangha? Is it taking shelter of seniors? Is it those moments where we're really revealing the mind? Is it the process of churning? Or is it just that rock tumbler of association and anartanavritti? Like, what exactly is meant by this?
What is exactly meant by Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha means, glorifying Krishna in the association of anybody. That is sadhu sangha.
So it's the same as sankirtan.
Huh?
So it's the same as sankirtan.
Sankirtan, yeah. Sankirtan, did you say? Yeah. Yeah, that's, of course, this is sadhu sangha. Generally, sadhu sangha, yeah, this is sadhu sangha, this taking prasadam together is sadhu sangha. All these things. Dadati priti grinati, giving gifts and receiving gifts to a saintly person. Dadati priti grinati, guryama kati prichati, inquiring and hearing and bhunkte bhojayate, offering foodstuffs and accepting foodstuffs. All right. All right. All right.
So it's predicted that this movement will dominate the world.
What?
It's predicted that this movement will dominate the world for the next.
Dominate the world? I didn't hear that one.
For the next 10,000 years.
Okay.
But we've seen that most of these younger devotees, they hardly do 2-3 rounds. You know, what would, how are they going to be able to spread this movement with that kind of sadhana? You know.
What is Eknam? What is one name of Krishna's? One should set nice example. Then that's the best way to carry on. Chant a few extra. You see someone is chanting less, then you chant a few extra for on their behalf. You have some.
The vans, you said that they didn't have vans for the book distribution?
No.
Did they have like a bullock cart or something? Bullock
cart, yeah. They took on, that's at least what I understood, yeah. They took a bullock cart, yeah. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Narottam Das Thakur ki, Jai Haribol.